With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel says it has drone video and other evidence proving it was a terrorist missile that leveled a hospital in Gaza. Hamas blames Israel. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen says that hundreds were killed.
The missile hit the hospital not long after dark.
Ya Allah! Ya Allah! Ya Allah!
You can hear the impact. The explosion destroyed Al-Akhli Hospital. The building was flattened.
President Biden arrived in Israel earlier today.
I want to say to the people of Israel, their courage, their commitment, their bravery is stunning. It's really stunning. I'm proud to be here.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After arriving in Tel Aviv, the president met one-on-one with Prime Minister Netanyahu before gathering with Israel's war cabinet.
This will be a different kind of war because Hamas is a different kind of enemy.
We will continue to have Israel's back as you work to defend your people.
The president expressed horror over the atrocities carried out by Hamas terrorists, even as he spoke of the need to help innocent Palestinians caught in the middle of the conflict.
Also at SRNnews.com, the House of Representatives remains without a speaker in yesterday's first round of voting. Congressman Jim Jordan fell short in his bid for the speakership, but the Ohio Republican is not throwing in the towel.
We're going to keep going. I've had great conversations, great discussions with our colleagues. And frankly, no one in our conference wants to see any type of coalition government with Democrats. So we're going to keep working, and we're going to get to the vote.
20 Republicans refused to support Jordan. Another vote is on tap for late morning. In the meantime, all House business remains on hold. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 77 points, NASDAQ off 76. This is SRN News. Throughout this week, we have been profiling the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer project currently underway in England and its visionary founder, Richard Gamble. In an interview with Laurie Tratup of SRN News, he says, like most Christians worldwide, he's focused this week on events in Israel.
Yes. Given your heart for prayer, what would your prayer be for Israel, and how would you maybe offer some hope to Israelis today?
Where there are these major world events, God is always in the midst. So I would be encouraging everyone to pray for Israel and to pray for his people that are in that land, that they would be moved and guided by his will, that they would find peace. Peace and strength, and most of all, hope.
Richard Gamble adds that his project, expected to open in 2026, will be testimony to the fact that God moves in amazing ways in answer to prayers, especially in times of war. Learn more at the website eternalwall.us. This is SRN News. Can you really trust those online product reviews? Some of the most popular travel and shopping platforms are joining forces to make sure that you can.
Amazon reviews sites Glassdoor and Trustpilot, as well as travel companies Expedia Group, Booking.com, and TripAdvisor, announced they're launching a group called the Coalition for Trusted Reviews. The company said the coalition will look for best practices for hosting online reviews and share methods how to detect fake ones. Phony reviews have long plagued online marketplaces despite their efforts to eradicate it. Keith Peters reporting.
As the war in the Mideast rages, Ukrainian President Zelensky confirms that the United States has quietly delivered a small number of the long-range ballistic missiles to Ukraine that Kiev was asking for. Ukraine says the missiles were urgently needed, and it has started deploying them effectively against the Russians. More details, SRNnews.com.